Israel's foreign ministry said this morning the country will not negotiate with the new Palestinian government that includes the Hamas militant group. Rival Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah yesterday reached a unity deal in Cairo to end their five-year-long dispute. Charles Collins has this report.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah group and the Islamist Hamas movement inked the deal on Wednesday to end their long-running feud and form an interim government ahead of elections, which are due within a year. The deal was negotiated in Egypt and brokered by that country's new government. Hamas won the last Palestinian legislative elections held in 2006, and a new ballot is months overdue. Hamas spokesman Hamad al-Rakib says the new deal will help create Palestinian unity.
To come today to an initiative agreement means that we started to get a solution for most of the difficult problems. We expect that this agreement with the Egyptian and Arab support will allow reconciliation to become a reality.
The deal covers 5 points, including combining security forces and forming a government made up of so-called nationalist figures. Hamas and Fatah also agree to free respective prisoners. Implementation of the accord is due to start following an official signing ceremony in Cairo, expected in early May. Israel has said it will not deal with any Palestinian government, which includes Hamas, and the Islamist group is listed as a terrorist organization by most Western organizations. While Fatah has supported the notion of a negotiated peace deal with Israel, Hamas has firmly rejected the idea and regularly fires missiles and mortars from Gaza into the Jewish state. I'm Charles Collins.